You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CD veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond radio show. Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the
Blind and Beyond
radio show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes, we're on the moon. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we're on the moon. That's right, we're on the moon. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn has a special announcement.
Well, I don't have a special announcement for the world, but I wanted to tell David that our daughter just sent us a text. David, you would appreciate this. She said that Alex John Such just died. He's the founding bassist from, I don't know, the best band ever, she said, but Bon Jovi put it on Twitter.
Ah, wow. Alex, yep, I am familiar with him.
Yeah, well, he died.
I mean, a lot of people die in these days. What's up with that?
Like a lot of these musicians.
Well, because they're getting older, that's the problem. They're in the 60s.
I mean,
go look them up.
The 70s are dying.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
Hey, old Paul McCartney just rolled through town, and he was pushing 80, I think. People said he was still rocking out at 80 years old, man.
That's right. Well, we just begin at 80. What can I tell you?
I know, but that guy's touring all over the world. Every night he's in a different place, and he's still doing it. It's amazing.
My best friend from childhood is probably going to Europe because Bruce is doing a tour. And he's in his early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
very
folks.
Energetic.
Listen, folks, before we're talking about all these ages, on June the 19th, they tell me I'm having a birthday. We're going to have a special, and I mean a special thing on this radio show. That's right, for my special birthday. It's a special birthday, folks. I'd like you to tune it in. It's a special birthday party on June the 19th. We're giving away some nice prizes, special prizes, and special things. It's not going to be the usual things. It's going to be special. My special birthday. I'd like you to tune in, call in. What can I tell you? 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
So when is that?
June the 19th.
That's like 2 weeks, right?
Two weeks from today.
I'm usually on at the end of the month, you know, so.
2 weeks from today.
Actually, I would have been on that show, I believe, right?
Well,
that would have been my normal show. It would have been the 19th, so.
Anyway, we have a few minutes before our first.
I will tell you right now, for my special birthday, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to be playing some old songs, a lot of
old songs. They shouldn't call in.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
If they want to call in and play a new song, I'll play a new song, too. But since it's my birthday, it's my party. That's right.
And he'll sing if he wants to.
That's right.
No crying aloud, only singing.
Hey, listen, folks. All kidding aside, what's going on in this world? What can I say? It's too much. Too much is beyond imagination. You know, I was a kid, which was just yesterday. And I would think about all these things. You can't even imagine. Between COVID-19, the war that's going on now, and all the things happening, all these food shortages,
baby formula
shortages, everything's shortage.
Oh, I know. Who would ever think, you know, 2 years ago, we'd be worried about not being able to find toilet paper in the stores.
That's right.
It's like, what is the world coming to?
Right.
But we got through that toilet paper.
You don't know what's
going to
be next. You have no idea what's going to be next.
I'm wondering. I'd be happy if there'd be a shortage of bad things. Let's get a shortage of those for a change.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. That's one shortage we could use.
There was another shooting today in Philadelphia. Three people killed.
Right.
Oh, was it last night? Well, last night at midnight in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, in the middle of the street, on South Street in Philadelphia, which is a good street where all the sandwich places, my Jim's Steak, Cheese Steaks is. And, 12 o'clock midnight, guy started shooting up the place.
Wow.
So three people hurt, a lot of people hurt.
I'm staying home. I'm safer right here in the man cave, I believe. It may not be completely safe, but safer.
Every time you turn around, is people getting shot?
It seems, and unfortunately, they're able to get guns easily in some place, and
that's why I was laughing when you said problem. About this test that you have to take to be a ham operator.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
License, but you don't, you go get a machine gun.
Yeah, they don't give them away.
Want a machine gun? Just go out and get a machine gun.
Yeah, no, it's far easier to get a machine gun than it would be to get a ham radio license. I know it's the craziest darn thing ever, but it's true. And you just don't, you know, when you put it on those basic terms, that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? They're just too darn easy to get.
Well, someday it's going to be like cigarettes. That one day cigarettes were very popular. Before you know it, it was dead. Cigarettes were everything back then, back day. In my day, you can buy a cigarette, and now you can hardly find more cigarettes. I remember
people said,
get me a dollar for a cigarette. I'm not buying a pack of cigarettes for a dollar.
Right.
Now I understand it's like $5 per pack.
Of course, now with no indoor smoking in most places, that it's more difficult for people to grab a smoke. So less people are smoking, which is fine with me.
I have a trivia question right now. Here's a trivia. Wasn't planned this way, but I just thought of it right now. 407-894-1680. Right now, see if you know this trivia. Can you name anything that we're talking about besides cigarettes? That at one time, you could do anything. And then later, you couldn't because they put a ban on something, whatever it may be. I'm thinking something else right now besides cigarettes. Guns are still open, wide open. Cigarettes, you can't now. But there's the other thing I'm thinking about that you can't do it anymore.
Things.
So can you call in and say, it's trivia, 407-894-680. Can you name something that now you can't do, but years ago it was wide open. You could do anything you want. I'm thinking of something right now, very popular. Yep.
And you know what? There's some things that were illegal and that were legal. They made illegal, and they're legal. They are back legal again. So.
But I'm thinking about something right now.
Even another weird twist.
Illegal that you can't do.
Yeah. I know one. Talk on a public payphone.
407-894-1680. Trivia question.
People listening for the first time, it's 1680.
What do I say?
Yeah.
So fast.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Can you name something that there's a law on right now that you can't do? That years ago you could do all you want. What am I thinking about? 407-894-1680. Good trivia question.
Yeah, because like cigarettes.
Well, you can't mention cigarettes because I already talked about cigarettes.
Right.
You can't do it.
Yeah, but yeah, there's plenty of others.
407-894-1680. What'd you say, David?
There's plenty of others that somebody can come up with something. I have a feeling.
Well,
not that we'd ever do anything illegal, you know, but these laws are changing all the time. It's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about something that was very popular, that you could do anything you wanted years ago, anything you want, but now you can't.
Speed? No.
Yeah, I got it. It's illegal to discipline your children.
Oh, that's true, too. That's true. I wasn't even thinking about that, but you are 100% right. My father would have got, oh, my God, may my father rest in peace. My father would have got arrested years ago because he used to hit me with the belt. Oh, that's true. He couldn't hit me anymore with the belt. I could call him and get him arrested. Absolutely. I could arrest my father. He would hit me with the belt. He used to get my tussy. I couldn't sit down for days with
it. He was a lawyer, so he would have pleaded his own case.
He would have said, my kid just bulldozed the house down. What do you want me to do?
Hey, but you know what? Your dad had a special situation, too, where he could plead, put his what do you call that when you're putting your face in the jury and say, listen, my son was so bad. My son destroyed a house with a bulldozer. So you wonder why I spank him with a belt? Well, got a reason.
Yeah.
No jury would convict your dad. Come on now.
What about the car up the tree?
Right.
Now we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond radio show, Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com. or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before we went to break, I asked if anybody could think of anything that was changed, that it was wide open, and then there was a law that you can't do something. I was thinking something. And I didn't tell Lynn, and she thought the same thing I was thinking. David thought something else. Anyway, we're not telling you. Can you think of anything that, like cigarettes, was one time you was probably just going to buy cigarettes, and now you can't. There's all kinds of things. You can't smoke indoors. You can't go in a cigarette. You can't smoke in a public place.
a lot of things you can't do with a cigarette, which you could do years ago.
Hey, we got
the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Any people calling in?
Yeah, we got our good friend Gary on the phone line who wants to go at it.
Gary? All right.
Yeah. We got Gary on the phone line.
Where is he from, Gary?
Gary is from
where?
Winter Park.
Oh, Winter Park. Okay, Gary from Winter Park. Okay, Gary, you're on.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dave. Gary, how's it going, bud?
Okay, just doing mention good, one man. Thing, Gary. One thing. What can you tell me? What can you tell the audience that now you can't do that you years ago you could do?
Very easy for me. Back in 1971, when I came to Florida to live in the Navy, back then a driver could drive with a beer in his hand and be drinking a beer while he's driving. And then later on, they stopped that, but a passenger could ride and drink. It didn't matter. So that's completely changed, just like smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving. So okay. Drinking and driving. Right. Dreaming and driving. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue coming your way. $10 gift card.
Lip smacking good. Lip smacking good.
Lip smacking good, folks. My favorite place.
Some famous guy told me about that.
Thanks for calling in, Gary.
All right.
Hey, Chris, any other callers? Any other callers?
See you, Gary.
No, that's it.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking there's so many.
You know, actually, and there was one that I thought Gary was actually going to say.
Don't say it. Maybe there'll be a caller.
We'll
say the things that you were thinking about and Lynn and I were thinking about, but don't say to your audience. Let's see if anybody calls in with those two things.
Yeah. That was illegal to now. I would think that was legal and now is illegal.
And I'm thinking about something that's so popular that I know it bugs a lot of people when they do it. But now you have to do it. You know, I just thought of a third thing. Right now. Thought of a third thing, Lynn.
As wheels are spinning.
I only can take one.
No. I thought of a third thing.
Wow, yep. And all this time that people, all the ladies say us guys only think of one thing.
Okay, I'm going to tell one thing. I just thought of it. And everybody's going to say, oh, yeah.
The obvious one that you and I were thinking.
No, not that one. No. Yeah, that one. That's too obvious. But I'll tell you an easy one. Ready for this one? This is another obvious thing. Right? No, you didn't think about David. Lynn didn't think about it. But I thought about it just now. But Lynn should have thought about it. Ready for this, folks? Here's one. The minute I say it, you're all going to say, oh, yeah.
What is that?
Ready for this? Lynn, remember we picked up the baby? You have to have a car seat in the back.
Car seat, yeah.
Car seat. And you can't have the baby in front. You have to have the baby in back.
And
it has to be facing a certain direction.
Yeah.
Backwards.
I mean, there's a good reason for that, but it is very different.
It has to be behind it. And it has to be behind the passenger seat. You know, yeah, it's a whole mess thing. When you have a baby, you have to put it a certain direction. And you can't do this and can't do that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
About that.
There's a whole law about this baby thing. Babies.
Did you think of that, Chris?
Okay. All right.
Chris doing some of
those. No. I was trying to look at the win list because I got our good friend from Clint, Indiana, who wants to go on.
John, he can't go on.
Okay. All right.
He's not on.
Not on the list?
No.
Okay.
No,
wait, I got a different John.
Okay,
I got a different John on the list.
John can go. John can go.
Now, John Struth is okay.
This is John Struth from Clinton, Indiana. He can go.
John, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you guys doing? How you doing, Michael? Lynn?
Hi, John.
I did get that $25 gift card. I'm thinking about
it. Hey, John.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. He got it?
He got it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, I got it. I
very
didn't
good.
Win.
Very
I
good. So what do you about this trivia? What do you think about this trivia, John?
All right, the trivia, I think you cannot ride in the back of a pickup truck, and you can't drive anywhere in a car without wearing your seat belts.
Oh, that's what we were thinking. That's the one we were thinking about, the safety belt. Exactly which one we were thinking about. Yep.
Well, but you got an extra one with the truck. That's right.
That's true. The law states you cannot put kids or anybody back in the back of a pickup truck and ride around in it. It's too dangerous.
That's true, but we still see that where we live.
I was going to say they still do, yeah, dummies.
We still see it with that and dogs.
But you're right about the Ben tells me all the time.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about the ones, you were right, John. You got a $10 gift card. You're coming away for Subway. Yeah, that's the one with Lynn and I were thinking about. The safety belts that you have to put on in your car. You have to put a safety belt on. That's right. You can't go in a car without a safety belt.
But you did good with the truck, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the cigarettes. John, you probably remember. I remember when I was a kid on Life magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, and the movie stars, too. They all had cigarettes. It was supposed to be very glamorous.
But you don't see anymore. But movies, they don't see you show anybody smoking cigarettes in new movies. The old movies, they smoke cigarettes, but not the new movies.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
You know what? There's actually a commercial with Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble doing an ad for Winston cigarettes.
Oh, wow. I don't remember.
Yeah, they're talking about, longer flavor. And then they put the old-fashioned, the Flintstones record player, the beat goes down, and they start playing the Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
A lot of the commercials.
Wild,
That's right. You know what? There's a law. I just thought about that. There's a law. You can't, like on our radio station right now, we can't talk about cigarettes on because it's
not allowed to advertise.
You can't advertise cigarettes anymore on the radio.
That's right.
Or television.
Well, thanks for calling in, John.
Yeah, you just wanted, I said, $10 gift card from Subway.
Good job, John.
Let's see if anybody guessed what you were thinking about.
Have a good and safe David. Week, all right? Have a good, safe week.
You too.
Right, you too. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in, John.
Take care.
John. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too, man.
All right, I got another call on the phone line. It's the dynamic duel. This has been a while. The dynamic duel, one in Canada and the other one in Florida. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Welcome back.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, Chris, how y'all doing today?
That's been a long time.
People, how you doing?
Nice to hear you.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think as far as this? The law of something. What do you think we're talking about? David got one. Let's see if you can guess what David's thinking of. What?
Okay, we each have a guess.
This what? Is Michael.
Okay, I am guessing you can't hold a baby in your lap in the car anymore.
That's true. Although that kind of goes with the baby. With the baby's car
gotta,
seat,
we said about the car seat. The baby's got to be in the car seat. We said that. That's the same thing. You can't. The baby's got to be in the back seat.
You have to
with
have a car seat.
But that still is a good answer. I mean, that's good. But it's a little too close.
What else you got?
And you also can't put you can't crowd people in the car anymore. You used to be able to fit a lot of people in the car because the seatbelt laws weren't so strict.
That's the same thing as the safety. You have to put a safety belt on. If you don't have a safety belt, you can't be in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you think of anything else?
I never did that.
There's something so obvious.
Well,
something that used to be legal that's now it's not. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was the opposite.
It could be either way. Oh. Something that was legal before, now it's illegal, or vice versa. It was illegal before, now it's legal.
That's right. Well, marijuana in some places is now legal.
Here it is. Here
what?
True. It is. And
that's what David was thinking. You're right, girls. That's what David was thinking.
And it happened the other way around, where it was legal and then it became illegal in some places. So it just depends.
Girls, say it again because some of the audience didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, but I know what you were saying.
Legalizing marijuana.
That's right.
Marijuana.
Yeah,
right.
Here in Canada, it's legal.
Yeah, that place. Yeah. Where we live, believe it or not, there's a place on the main street that opened up a big place.
Yeah, but you have to have a note from the doctor.
I'm not questioning you have to have a note for a doctor,
crazy.
But it's there. It's a big place selling marijuana.
They took over a bank.
They took over a bank that went out of business. A bank that closed down. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
But you got your license.
All right, so did they win?
Yes.
Wait, do they each get half a sandwich?
you girls have to meet in the middle somewhere.
All right.
One's to British Columbia and one to Jupiter.
Okay. Hey, we like you guys so much. We're going to find a way to get you one apiece. Okay.
All right.
So we have
thanks for calling, ladies.
All right, so we won.
Okay.
Won, right?
Yep, they won.
Okay.
Good job.
Good job, ladies.
Haven't heard the team for a while. We've heard them separately, but not together.
Thanks, ladies. Leave it to the ladies.
Anytime, Dave.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah,
we appreciate it.
We appreciate you, ladies.
You're awesome.
One from Canada, one from Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
You got it. That's the Jupiter.
Right.
Okay. Chris Shaw, now it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Here is trivia time. 407-894-1680. This is a music trivia. Music trivia. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. This was a big top 10 song. I'm
open
sure
the phone
hear
number.
It, you'll know it right away. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Mike, I know you didn't pick this one, Mike. No way. Not Michael.
I did.
Wow, Michael, I'm proud of you.
I did, by the way, of my friend Sid Payne. Sid Payne. Sid Payne gave it to me, and I took his suggestion. My childhood friend Sid Payne told me what to play, and I'm listening to Sid Payne. And that's what I'm playing.
By the way, while we're waiting for people to call in, if you have any questions for our friend Peter, our sponsor, Spectrum Communications.
We'll be on soon.
Peter, he's calling in from Colorado very shortly. So if you have any questions, give us a call. He loves to talk to you.
He's a Spectrum man. He knows all about Spectrum Communications.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't hear the phones ringing. Emery should know that one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody should know that one. 407-894-1680.
Chris has got your number. He knew that wasn't you.
Well,
all right.
But
all right.
I should dance to that.
However, because
yeah, I should dance to that.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Go ahead, Lynn. I'm listening.
A new listener.
No, she's won a while ago, but we haven't heard from her in a while.
Okay.
That might be the best we could do, you know.
We just hadn't heard from her in a while because I asked. She was like, no, I called before. I won a while ago. I listen all the time, but I just don't call all the time.
Hey, but well, she gets points for honesty then.
Okay, who is it? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about a young lady from right here in Orlando, Florida, Miss Marcia. Miss Marcia, yes. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Wait, I'm sorry, who is this?
Marcia.
The last time I called in, I was on the car phone and it wouldn't let me. Every time I answer you guys, you couldn't hear me. Something happened.
Well, you sound good now, Marcia.
Marcia. Okay, Marcia. Yeah. So who do you think singing that song, Marcia?
The Bee Gees.
No, you are 100% right.
Yeah. Yay for Marcia.
Wait, she just won herself a $10 gift card from, listen to this, Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Sonny's Barbecue. I love that.
Wait.
I just want to ask Marcia, when you hear that music.
Wait,
you
hold on. Wait a minute. Marcia, can you turn your radio down?
Okay. I'm in another room, so let me go. Okay, speak now.
No, I was just saying, who do you remember strutting down the aisle or whatever, dancing to that? I can't help, but that's what I think of.
Me.
Yeah, well, I think you.
It wasn't me?
No.
Who did she think?
Chris knows who I mean.
Chris, what do you think Lynn's talking about?
I have a friend that thought he was the Bee Gees, and he wears the long hair, and he's always playing the music and his guitar, and he always thought he was the Bee Gees. So I couldn't help but listen to the Bee Gees.
Oh, so you had, wait, him. Your son, you said your son made you listen to it all day, every day. Oh, okay.
A friend used to play the guitar thought he was the Bee Gees with the long hair and everything.
Wow. So you had a friend who had the long hair and played the guitar and thought he was the Bee Gees.
Yeah, he was always singing the music, Bee Gees music.
Did you get a chance to hear Lynn's question?
She said, who was strolling down the hall?
Uh-huh. Dancing to that song. Do you know who that?
I guess it was her.
No. Do you know that famous actor?
No,
he's
I don't.
He's a movie actor.
He's a movie actor. Well known.
The Travolta?
Yes, ma'am. You got it right. John Travolta.
There you go.
John Travolta. That's what Lynn was thinking about. Yeah. John Travolta.
Okay.
For those people who are blind and couldn't see it during the time he was on, they wouldn't know John Travolta. But John Travolta was strutting down. That was a movie that he was in, and he was dancing, and he was strutting down. That's what made him famous, the strut.
What was the movie, Greek?
Yeah. I think it was the movie. I think it was from the movie Fever. Was it Fever or Grease?
Saturday
Night Fever, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Marcia.
I don't think that's right.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's Marcia, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Marcia.
Are you right, though? That's where
I think it is Saturday Night Fever with the disco ball.
Sure,
it wasn't Grease. Grease was more about the hair, wasn't it? Well, no, it might have been Grease.
Saturday Night Fever is the one that has a bunch of Bee Gees songs on the album. That was huge for them.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Yeah.
Break time. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
We're going to break something.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services@christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachey stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachey, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, your host, Michael, and we're back. Yes, we are back. We're definitely back. Listen to this. We're in the Spectrum Studios right now. And who do we have on the air? Lynn, tell us who we're back on
the
air.
By unbelievable coincidence, we have Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications.
There you go, Spectrum Studios.
So welcome back, Peter. And
welcome back, Peter.
For those who don't know, Peter is the accessibility manager. So call in and ask him questions.
Yeah, call and ask questions of Peter.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah, put him on the spot.
Give
put
me,
Peter
give
on the
some
spot.
Easy, give me some
407-894-1680. Ask Peter a question about Spectrum.
Yeah, let's give Peter a break. He's tired.
Yeah, he's tired. Give him a break.
Oh, no, I'm rejuvenated. I got a chance to see Michael and Lynn in person this weekend, which
there
was amazing.
There you go.
They're more than just a voice, huh?
That's right. They're actually real human beings. I got to touch them and probe them, and they're
go
real.
Thank
you.
We forgot to take a picture.
We did forget to take a picture, but we'll figure it out next time.
And
I got
caught
the chance
in the moment.
To see our dear friend Sheila Young in person. Got to give her a hug. That was incredible.
Cool.
What a great. And I met her nephew, Ryan, who was doing some of the AV work at the convention there, the FCB convention. Yeah, it was just such a great time, great weekend down there in Orlando, Florida.
And the weather held out for you, thank God.
And that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So tell us the latest with Spectrum, and everybody, if you want to call in and ask questions, ask now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah, I wanted to take a moment and remind folks that I got this. So during the weekend, I got a chance to meet with a lot of people who were asking questions, and they were curious about how they could get more information. And of course, we talked about launching the Twitter handle where people can follow the latest updates. So for those of you who are out in the Twitter world tweeting away, tweeting and chirping, that that world now includes the possibility to get updates from Spectrum as well. So that Twitter handle is at Spectrum A11Y. A11Y, at Spectrum A11Y. You can also just search the Twitter for Spectrum Disability and find it that way.
You know, there's a song also, called Twiddly D, Twiddly D.
That's right. Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll play it at the end here. I also, you know, learned that not a lot of folks know about the website self-support pages and information that you can get. And so I've mentioned it on the show before, but I felt like a lot of people wrote it down over the weekend who were asking me questions about it. And so there are, and there's a confusion around spectrum.com and spectrum.net. So I wanted to take a moment and just break those apart. So spectrum.com is a website where people go who are interested in Spectrum services. They're not a Spectrum customer. And they're, it's a sales site that advertises the products and services that we offer. But if you're already a Spectrum customer and you're wanting to get information or about your services or a way to manage your account, you would go to spectrum.net. So spectrum.net is our customer support portal and a great way to get to our accessibility information quickly is you can type spectrum.net/accessibility into your search bar there and hit enter, and that'll take you directly to our accessibility site where you'll get more information about Spectrum accessibility features. There's some text form information that you can read. You can select by disability type and the product type. And there's also some great videos there as well. So we're launching more videos on that site because, you know, really, I think that if I read this correctly, YouTube has surpassed Google as the search engine for the preferred search engine for folks. And YouTube is really not necessarily, you know, a web search engine per se, but that's where people go to do a lot of their research because they like that medium. They like those videos. And so, you know, we want to keep up with the times and deliver information in the way that people consume it. And so we've started putting together these really concise but informative videos that provide information about all of those accessibility options that are available on the various Spectrum products. And you would just go to spectrum.net/accessibility and start exploring that page and see. But if you're familiar, but you just want to see where things are going and stay up to date, then that, you know, that Spectrum Disability Twitter profile is the way to go. And I wanted to take a moment and say that there are some big blindness conventions coming up, ACB and NFB in July. I'm sure the kind folks on Blind and Beyond Radio Show are going to be talking about those as well as they're coming up. People are tuning in. They're interested. And so I just wanted to go ahead and throw out a mention that if you're planning to be at one of those two conventions, I hope I can see you there. I plan to spend some time at both. And so I'll be hopping a plane from Omaha to New Orleans. This is going to be a long 2 weeks for me.
You get around, dude.
But it's exciting to meet people in person. And it's so lovely after, you know, the pandemic shutdown to actually be able to see a lot of you in person. So if you're planning to be there, watch out for me on Twitter. I'll be sending some updates about where I'll be, but you can also find us at the Spectrum.
I got to ask you a question, Peter.
Hey, we got a call on the phone line when you're ready.
Okay, let's hear the person.
All right, we got Mike from Aventura, Florida on the phone line. Mike, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I have a question for you, Pete. I'm not that technically involved. I'm into broadcasting. I live in South Florida. But what I was wondering is, isn't the, maybe this, well, my question is, I was wondering, is there any way that, like with the cell phones and with all of this communication out today, I find that the phone lines were a lot better back in the 60s and 70s when you would either be speaking to people or listening to a phone conversation over the radio. Isn't the government doing anything about that? Or, like, is Spectrum going to be doing anything about that, you know?
Help me understand your question a little bit more, Mike. When you say the phone lines, to do something about the phone lines, what exactly are you thinking
okay,
about
what
there?
I mean is, like, if you listen to a talk show or you listen to someone who is on a telephone, the phone lines are either go dead or they sound very weak or they don't sound good at all. Like, especially if you're listening to a talk show on the radio. The phone lines, the capabilities of the cables or whatever they use nowadays is not as good as it was in the 60s.
They've gone from analog to digital. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. I mean, I probably don't fully understand the breadth of what you're asking, but, you know, to be fair, that's also not my area of business. Right. I'm on the accessibility side. But, you know, it is true that things have gone from analog to digital. It's also true that more people are focused on mobile phone connectivity. You know, people do have landlines. It's true that still exists, and that's still a service we provide. And that also exists for businesses, still very, very common. But for personal use, people are using those mobile phones heavily for all connection, internet and phone calls.
Sorry, we
couldn't answer. I have a question, though. I have a question to you, Peter. It's not about Spectrum, though. It's about you. But, I'm sure the audience would like to know this question. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those people who are driving in the car, and you listen to the gentleman, Peter, who's Accessibility Department of Spectrum Communications. But here's my question. You said yourself right now, you travel all over, right?
True.
And you're blind.
That's right.
Yeah, well, tell these people out here that are blind that don't leave their house or their neighborhood because they're blind. Here you are, blind. You have a service dog?
I do not.
I do. So who do you travel with besides your cane? It's you and your cane, correct? Or am I wrong?
That's right. It's me, my cane, my suitcase, and my phone.
You got that, folks? So it can be done. Here's a blind man who's totally blind, traveling all over, and I mean all over, Orlando one day, Colorado another day, Omaha, Nebraska another day. Then you hear New Orleans another day. He's traveling all over, and he's blind. You got that, folks? So it can be done.
Well, I'll say this, Michael, if I may. The one thing that I've learned since I've lost my sight, which for me went gradually over the course of my life, and so I had to, a lot of your listeners will understand this, you either have those folks who were born blind, the second category is folks that lost their sight absolutely altogether all at once, either an accident or something else happened, and they lost all of their sight. At once, or you have folks like me that lost their sight gradually over a period of time. And I would say that I would argue from my experience that that one sometimes is the most painful one to work with because you have to readjust constantly. Maybe painful is not the right word. Maybe challenging is a better word, but you have to readjust every time you lose some more sight and learn new skills. And what I learned is, you know, instead of constantly readjusting and having to deal with that painful process, I learned how to do things as a totally blind person before, you know, my sight. I said, yeah, if I lose the rest of my sight, I want to know how to function as a totally blind person so I don't have to keep doing this adjusting. And the other thing that I learned, that's right, I prepared in advance. I learned all the non-visual access tools and techniques, and that helped me as I continued to lose more sight. The other thing, you know, that's a very practical piece of advice maybe or some common sense, you know, sharing that I'd like to do. But But the other piece of that is something a little different, which is on the attitude side. I had to learn that the biggest barrier for anyone, whether it's a disability or something else, is you. It's your attitude about how you feel things are going to work out or not work out when you step foot outside of the door. If you build up a bunch of anxiety around it and you say, I'm going to fail when I step out there, I'm not going to do well, then that step-by-step process, that journey will never start. You're just going to stay inside of your house. But if you decide to take the chance, you'll figure it out. You'll make mistakes. You'll get lost. But I like to tell people I like to get lost, because when I do, I find new corners of a hotel or space that, you know, now I know what's there.
This is Peter from Spectrum Communications. Now, folks, you can see he's real. I mean, really real. He's blind and he's real. He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful person. He's real. Yeah, we touched him. He's real. But I'm just saying, folks, this is not a gentleman who's just selling commercial on the radio or television. He is a real person, a doll. And the point is, you can see he's one of us. He's blind. And the point is, he's fabulous.
Peter, we're going to have to say goodnight, because you don't usually come on this late, but we look forward to you coming back again soon. And hey, safe.
Thank you. It was great to close out the show with you. It's great to see you both. Thank you, all of you.
And Peter, I have to talk to you again soon, because I had a couple actual technical questions I wanted to ask. I'm going to have to hold them till next time.
All right. We'll be on soon. We'll be on again soon.
Okay. And you have safe travels, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much for coming on. Thank you. Good night, Peter.
Say hi to Nikita and Leonardo.
Good night.
Okie dokie. And I just want to remind everybody that join us next week with co-host Sheila Young, and we have another super show lined up. Guess what? Just for you.
And don't forget, June the 19th, folks, the special show. I'm looking
forward to it.
Huh?
Birthday show. That's going to be fun.
Special. It's a special birthday. Big number. Yep. And we're going to give away a lot of prizes. And looking forward to it. Anyway,
Thanks next week.
Thank you, Dave.
Don't go away. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, anytime.
Thank you, David, for coming on. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Love you all. Stay well. God bless. Good night, all.
Bye, Michael. Bye, Lynn. Bye, Chris.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
And good night, one and all, wherever you may be.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and we're willing.